I'm Randy Van on the Lely Radio Sports page, and we're joined by Newton senior volleyball player Delaney Willems. Delaney, thanks for taking some time to chat with us today.
Yes, of course.
Tell us, how's your senior year going so far?
I mean, overall, I would say, well, we faced some adversity in, like, the teams that we've played, but I feel like we can easily bounce back, and, like, in general, I've enjoyed this year way more than I have years prior. And, I mean, team chemistry-wise, I feel like we are, I don't know, sound. So, I don't know, looking forward to the rest of it.
Yeah. You taking on a little different role this year, being a senior, than you did last year on the team?
Yes. So, for the past couple years, we've had a very strong class ahead of us, and that was, like, our go-to people. Now that they're gone, I'm put in that kind of position of having to step up and fill a role that is no longer there. So, I mean, definitely facing the, like, pressure a little bit, but it has not been that bad.
How long have you been playing volleyball?
Ooh, I'm since the sixth grade, and we started AAU, like, the year before school ball.
Your mom's the coach. What's it like playing for mom?
Definitely interesting. I do not mind it. I prefer it that way. That's, like, what I've known my entire life. But it is an interesting dynamic to have to go home and that's all you hear about. And she's definitely way harder on me, but I feel like that almost makes me, like, a better player and able to step into the role that I have to. And, I mean, I feel like I would not be where I was today without her.
So some of the discussion does transfer home, huh? It doesn't stay in the gym here to NHS or at the game?
Yes, very much so. And I don't think it's a bad thing. We very much just, like, bounce ideas off each other, but it definitely continues for that night or days on from that.
What is it about volleyball you like?
Honestly, just everything. I can't really put it into words. It's just, like, that was her sport, and she very much, like, I don't know, kept that going. Like, I just love the game. It's just fun. You feel so, like, powerful almost. Like, it's, I really don't have any other explanation for it.
I see the passion. I see the passion. You got a passion
for it, don't you? Thank you. I would say so.
Do you hope to play after high school?
Honestly, it's something I haven't really thought about because I am only 5'7". So college ball, that is kind of a hindering trait. But, I mean, even if it's not, like, actually for the school and just, like, recreational ball, I probably will.
Now, going into the late tail end of this week, I saw that you were tops in class 4A in kills. So what makes you good at that?
I mean, honestly, I could not tell you. I try my best to not overthink things and just swing. I feel like I'm better off just swinging. And, I mean, obviously be aware of, like, who's on the other side of you. But if you just, like, go into it and just give it all you got, it usually turns out pretty well.
Who are some of the other players on the team that you've seen some progress in this year?
Definitely Macy Lampe. She's been bumped from being a setter for her entire life to taking on a very big hitting role. Once again, like, all the seniors, I feel like, have stepped up very well and filled positions. Also Isabel Rollins moving in, which I don't really know what she was like before, but oh my gosh, it is wonderful to have her here.
And you've had a whole bunch of home meets, and you got a lot more, only like 4 road games.
Yeah.
So is it nice playing at home in front of the hometown crowd, I assume?
Yes. I mean, it's a little bit more nerve-wracking when people actually know who you are. But, I mean, I like not traveling, so I would rate it a 10.
Okay. As far as the goals for the team this year, you know, kind of your thoughts on that?
I would like to either, like, match last year's record or improve it. And I feel like we can if we, like, get going. Also, I would like to take some conference games. Last year we beat Pella Christian, but it would be nice to be able to beat Oski or compete heavily with the others.
And talking to your mom, the coach, she kind of said sometimes, you know, in volleyball, you kind of get a little run going, and you have to kind of snap out of that if they get a run against you. Is that something you think the team needs to work on? I know last two matches here at home this week kind of ran into some trouble against especially Grandview Christian.
Yes, I would agree with that statement. It's just people get so chaotic. We just need to find our footing and be able to come back from a run, like you said. And I feel like it's very much doable, and I feel like we will get better at it, but it is definitely something that we're struggling with at the very moment.
What's been the highlight of the season so far?
Oh, gosh.
Getting back at PCM, maybe?
Yes, actually, I kind of forgot about that. That's definitely a highlight, and, like, coming out in our new rotation so well that tournament, like, that was very, like, empowering. And also taking one from DCG, I don't think, like, that third and fourth set was, I was happy with that. It was not a bad loss.
Yeah, they have some good players that ranked high in the class in various categories. So, well, thanks for spending some time with us. Best of luck on the rest of the year.
Thank you.
And that's been Delaney Willems, senior for the Newton High volleyball team, on the Lely Radio Sports page. I'm Randy Van.